This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Well, we got a lot to talk about. It's Principal's Day, National Principal's Day. I'll be nice. I like principals. I like school principals. They get a lot of crap, and I feel bad for what they do, but I want to talk about this because I think we have a lot of underappreciated people out there, and unfortunately, principals are one of them. Many people are incorrectly diagnosed with Alzheimer's when it's a different type of dementia. I've talked about this on the show, but nobody believes me. But now we got a fancy name for it, so we're going to talk about this. Also, we have antibiotic resistance getting even worse, and the UN is saying we're in a global crisis. Nobody's talking about it because everybody's talking about Trump, but we got some work to do. Then, apparently, the sleep aids that we have over the counter, federal regulators, or not only over the counter, prescription too, federal regulators want stronger warnings. We're going to talk about why. Then Netflix is getting a lot of flack, I should say, after a study links their show 13 Reasons Why to a spike in teen suicide rates. It's this drama. We haven't talked about this a lot on the show because I haven't seen it. Yeah, I talk about Game of Thrones all the time because I watch Game of Thrones. So we need to talk about that. And then a lot of you, when you get sick, you don't care what it is to make you better. You'll take it. Right? I mean, when you got that sore throat, when you got that sinusitis, when you got that lung infection, when you got that UTI, when you got that prostatitis, you're like, I don't care. I will take anything. Well, good. Because researchers are looking at fish mucus. So be ready to slurp up some fish mucus. So as you can see, we've got a very busy day on the Dr. Dahlia Show, but never too busy to take your calls, your questions, your comments at 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. All right, School Principal's Day, May 1st. It's the day where we thank our educational leaders on School Principal's Day. They say throughout the school year, according to nationaldaycalendar.com, these educators assume the commitment to lead our young people to a prosperous future. They support and guide quality teachers and staff, resulting in productive learning environments for our children. You know, I have to admit, I have never seen a lazy principal. You know? If you come to think, I mean, maybe I'm naive, but the principal to me always looked like he was working. But then again, I always avoided the principal. You're going to the principal's office. That never sat well with people. So actually kind of smart. If you want to goof off at work, be in a position where people have to see you if they're in trouble. And then nobody wants to see you. Like human resources. Do a lot of people go to human resources? No, because they don't want to get in trouble with human resources. So human resources, they could be having a party, they could be, you know, doing the limbo, they could be, I don't know, taking naps. You don't know because you don't want to go to the human resources office. So how do you observe Principal's Day? Well, bring breakfast, coffee, or a thank you card, letting them know you appreciate all their time and patience with their kids and parents. And then you could use hashtag School Principal's Day on social media. Now, wasn't it the principal at Sandy Hook that threw herself in front of the bullets to save a kid? So I am a fan of principals. I don't know if the average principal, though, would eat the breakfast you bring them. I've never interviewed a principal on this show. I don't think so. We need to. I mean, I've interviewed vice principals. I've interviewed teachers. I should get a principal on the show, and I really want to dig deep into what they're thinking. I mean, you are the captain of that school ship. Now, I know some of you in, you know, maritime fields are like, no, no, please do not equate, right, a principal to what we do out in the ocean and the sea with turbulent waves and things crashing at you and, you know, people, fish wanting you dead. I don't know. I mean, if I was a principal of a school, I don't think I would be the most liked. Even though I'm really nice and I'm really cool and want to make everybody happy. I mean, you know, poop rolls downhill. I mean, if things go wrong and your kids are failing and, you know, some of your teachers, you know, may not be, you know, doing as good a job, you gotta kind of, you know, put some big boy pants on. So what is the best way to, you know, thank your principal without getting beat up in school? Can you imagine? Can you imagine coming with a pie? Your kids are like, hey, Dolly, what are you doing, man? Where are you going with that pie? Well, I'm, you know, going to the principal's office. Oh, you're gonna throw the pie at the principal. Well, no, I'm just kind of going there. You're gonna throw it at the school nurse. No, you're gonna throw it at the vice principal. No, I'm just kind of going in there with the pie. Why? Because it's principal's day. I'm telling you right now, that pie would never even make it to the principal. It would be all over my face. Anyway, where'd the history come from real quickly? Janet Delaria of Trout Creek, Michigan, founded School Principals Day to recognize all the dedicated leaders in schools from elementary through high school. Okay, very, very good. Yeah, there's a lot of national days and celebrating your principal or your boss. I mean, should we do more for the boss on Bosses Day? You know, I used to think when I was an employee that it was ridiculous. You know, everything is always about the boss. But then when you come to think of it, it's really not, because that boss has other bosses. And that boss a lot of times feels crapped on. So even if you think that your boss or boss man, you know, has, you know, the life of luxury, they probably don't treat them nice, you know, smack them on the back. I mean, slap them on the back, not smack them. Yeah, I don't know if that's allowed on School Principal's Day. Do the hashtag. Bring them some coffee. Don't spike it. You know what? Show some love. That's what it's all about. All right, guys. Don't go away. We'll be right back. Let's talk about drug companies. Oh, they're in trouble again. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Hey, guys. Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe. Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there, as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-506-6740. 800-506-6740. That's 800-506-6740.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extracts. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
All for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI. 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. A big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. And big thanks to Daniel, who was working the dials. All right. So, I want to bring up this next story because this is not going away or getting better. We have more lawsuits on the way. As it pertains to the opioid crisis. And I watch very carefully what happens in terms of lawsuits and the success of lawsuits, because then precedences are set. And if a legal case goes forward and is successful with something that you thought really wasn't suable, then who's to stop the spread or the virus of lawsuits that could pervade into other aspects of healthcare? And some of you may say, you know, oh, it's justified. You know, sue the hell out of anybody that's responsible for the opioid crisis. Yet, as a doctor and with legal people in the family, I might add, I'm not a lawyer, but I have a little bit of legal background. Okay? But as an American, which I think counts the most, I get a little nervous about the blame game, and shaming when there could be something else going on. And political agendas seem to drive this force of making these cases. And then the media jumps on it, and then people garner opinions. And so the idea that drug companies are behind the opioid epidemic is, for some, a no-brainer. They say, yeah, Dr. Dahlia, that's it. It was the drug companies. They are the most, you know, responsible. So, yep, let's get them. Me, I'm not 1,000% convinced. And I know you guys think that, you know, I just like protecting the drug companies. But what I don't like, and I've never liked, and I say this all the time on air, is when blame is being given and pointed to something where it could distract us from the main problem. You know, like, for example, this is why, you know, my panties are all up in a bunch with this whole measles outbreak. I mean, for the first few weeks, they were blaming those who were unvaccinated and anti-vaxxers, you know, and I kept asking, look, can just somebody tell us how many of these people coming down with, you know, measles were vaccinated? Because I saw a case of measles in a vaccinated kid. Some of those people that were infected years ago near Disneyland, some of them were vaccinated. And I'm like, can you give us some hard data, some truth? Let's put politics aside. Let's put agendas aside. Because as a doctor, I need to know what we're dealing with and if our vaccine is not good enough because we have a nastier strain or some people are losing immunity. And thank God, I don't think anybody listened. Looks like somebody else finally, you know, somewhere, you know, had the same line of thinking as I did. And in the media, they start to say, well, you know, if you were vaccinated before 89, maybe you need a second shot. Thank you. Thank the Lord. Because we're not going to get anywhere. We're going to get nowhere if people just decide to, you know, blame one group or another. So right now, the drug companies, everybody's sights on that. And hospitals in West Virginia have banded together to sue some of the country's largest opioid companies, saying that they flooded Appalachia with powerful painkillers and forced medical centers to deal with the financial repercussions. So, nearly 30 West Virginia hospitals and 10 affiliates in Kentucky have signed on to the lawsuit that was filed in Marshall County, West Virginia. Now, the hospital's lawyer said the case is the first time a large group of hospitals in the state have teamed up to take legal action against opioid firms. The hospitals are seeking monetary damages to cover the costs of treating people with opioid addiction. Now, this is where it gets a little twisty. Okay, if I was a hospital and the average patient doesn't pay my bill and I have to use my resources, my financial resources, to give Narcan and to watch and monitor somebody who overdosed or to provide rehab, I would want somebody to pay for it. But again, this is the trick here, okay? Are the drug companies 100% to blame? Are they 90% to blame? Are they 80% to blame? I've seen people get drunk. I mean, really drunk. But I don't hear people sue Dos Equis or Jack Daniels or Grey Goose. And I see people get wasted. I don't hear anybody sue Bud Light. But opioid companies are liable, they say. And I'm not trying to take a position to protect the opioid companies because, yeah, if they tried to claim that their drugs were non-addictive, then, bad boys. You know, bad girl, bad. But no doctor or nurse practitioner or PA who did any sort of training would have believed that. I told you guys that. If a pharmaceutical company said to me, look, this is an opioid, it's a narcotic, but it's not addictive, I'd be like, get the hell out of here. Like, you lie. Now, if the opioid company says, well, this is less addictive than other forms because of the delivery mechanism, then I would listen. Now, is that true? Did some of the extended-release pain medications do that? Did some of the newer pain medications prevent people from popping Lortab and Percocet? I mean, I remember the early 2000s. People were popping a lot of Lortab. I've always known patients to overtake narcotics. That's why my prescribing patterns never really changed all those years, because I hardly wrote them to begin with. In the 90s, I learned very early on that the narcotics were addictive. And if somebody needed refills, most likely they need a specialist, because I'm a family doc, they need a specialist looking at their condition. So if you have knee pain, and that knee pain is so bad that you need more than 30 Lortab, I'm thinking maybe that knee needs an injection. Maybe that knee needs Synvisc, that, you know, kind of cartilage hyaluronic acid substitute. Or maybe your knee needs a knee replacement. So I would then send you to the orthopedist. So I rarely had to refill a narcotic. Now, I'm a family doctor, so I could, you know, punt to the specialist. If you're having chronic back pain, you're going to see the orthopod. Easy. If you have GI issues, I definitely don't want you on narcotics. Go and see the GI doctor. So this wasn't new. This wasn't news. I wasn't, you know, naive to the fact that narcotics could be addictive. So then where is the legal standing that the pharmaceutical companies caused or is the main culprit with the heroin overdoses and the fentanyl overdoses and the mixing the medications with Xanax and alcohol and Viagra? Where are they liable? Now, maybe they are. Maybe they deliberately, you know, claimed in their marketing that it wasn't addictive. And if they did, then they're dead to rights. They got them dead to rights. The lawsuit says there was unlawful marketing, distribution, and sales of opioids. Unlawful sales. So if a pharmaceutical company was unlawfully selling what they were selling to drug dealers, I'm not sure. But it said it cost the hospitals millions of dollars in uncompensated care. It cites a doubling of the national rate of opioid-related visits to emergency departments and says the cost of treating opioid overdose victims in ICU intensive care units jumped to an average of $92,000 between 2009 and 2015. So listen, I'm on the hospital side. I love hospitals, and I understand that they take a hit. But why aren't we suing the drug dealers? Why aren't we suing the patients' families who owe the bill because somebody decided to party and get high? And I'm not saying that's what all these overdoses are, but we have to be really, really careful how we distribute the blame. 1-877-DOCTELLY.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Attorney General Bill Barr is before a Senate committee at this hour discussing his handling of Special Counsel Robert Mueller's final report on the Russia investigation. Democrats saying that Barr mischaracterized the conclusions when he delivered a four-page summary to Congress a few weeks ago. But during a Senate hearing today, Barr said he was as surprised as Democrats were that Mueller did not reach a conclusion when it came to obstruction of justice.
The report recounts 10 episodes and discusses potential legal theories for connecting the president's actions to elements of obstruction offenses.
The South Central U.S. is cleaning up after dozens of tornadoes tore through that region yesterday. Severe storms rolling across the region, bringing hail and flooding and at least 25 tornadoes to Texas, Oklahoma, Kansas, Missouri, and Arkansas. This is USA Radio News.
With Amazon Music, a voice is all you need.
Won't you stop your crying? I know that you're trying. Everything's gonna be okay.
Alexa, play Maren Morris.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. Won't you stop your crying? I know that you're trying. Everything's gonna be okay.
Get unlimited access to over 50 million songs. Download the Amazon Music app today.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So I can't tell you how many times I've heard people say, oh, yeah, they have Alzheimer's. Oh, my dad had Alzheimer's or my mom had Alzheimer's. Or in my family, one of my grandparents, everybody said it Alzheimer's. But nobody officially knew. I mean, you know, nobody really biopsied the brain and, you know, saw the neurofibrillary triangles and the, you know, beta and the tau proteins and the beta amyloid and, you know. And, you know, I would tell my family members, I'm like, do you think maybe it's like a multi-infarct dementia? You know, because, you know, my family member had high cholesterol and diabetes and all that. No. Doctor said it was Alzheimer's. Fine. And, you know, Alzheimer's is one of the most common neurodegenerative, you know, causes of dementia. But apparently, there's another form out there that doctors are saying shouldn't be overlooked. And it's a distinct form of late onset dementia called late. And they think late could be the real cause of their condition. They say recently published guidelines, according to Science Alert, distinguish the two diseases of late versus Alzheimer's. And I'll tell you what late stands for. It's kind of, yeah. It's limbic predominant age-related TDP-43 encephalopathy. I know. It was on the tip of my tongue, too. Limbic predominant age-related TDP-43 encephalopathy. No, we're not dorks in science. No, we're not. We're not. Actually, guys, honestly, if you really, really break down how we make these names, I mean, trust me, I was in medical school, you know, and I'm like, okay, that totally sounds made up. Really, Kawasaki's disease, really? You know, you were riding your bike to work and you decided to name a disease after that, really? But we'll either name it after the person who gets the credit, okay? Or we'll just explain what it is. A limbic predominant, meaning in the limbic system, age-related, meaning it has to do with age, a TDP-43 encephalopathy, sort of brain pathology. So we kind of map out what it is, whether we understand all that, you know, still another discussion for a different day. But, you know, we aren't all super smart in medicine. Okay? Case in point. Okay? Present company included. All right, here we go. So anyway, so they say with so much focus on Alzheimer's in recent years, it's easy to forget that there are other neurodegenerative conditions to look out for. Amen. That's what I've been saying. Preach, brother. They say some are relatively... Yeah, I used to do that in medical school, too. Teacher would be like, that's why... That's why cell synthesis needs to, I don't know, be, what would they say? They would say something because I wasn't paying attention. I was so busy setting up my preach. Yeah. That's why during cell mitosis, you want the mitochondria vibrant. Preach. That's right. I love the gospel. I love being in church and temple and, you know, I love hallelujah. And I really think medical school would be a hell of a lot more interesting if you could, you know, kind of bring some of that passion there. Because students fall asleep. All right, so we're talking about a limbic predominant age-related TDP-43 encephalopathy. Got it. And it behaves uncannily like Alzheimer's. So they say it provides plenty of opportunity for mistaken diagnoses. According to Nina Silverberg, director of the Alzheimer's Disease Center's program at the U.S. National Institute of Aging, recent research and clinical trials on Alzheimer's disease have taught us two things. First, not all of the people we thought had Alzheimer's have it. Right? There's so many people, like, oh yeah, they had Alzheimer's. I go, really? And then second, they say it's very important to understand the other contributors to dementia. And late has been on the radar for a while now. Now, I know some of you ladies are like, oh, no, man, being late always tinged the radar. Yeah, but we're not talking about periods on this one. Researchers have first noticed, they say, a strange stiffening of issues in the hippocampus regions of dementia. And hippocampus has to do with the memory. And they noticed this back in the mid-90s. Alzheimer's is typically associated with messes of proteins, you know, these, you guys have seen my hair all tangled? Yeah, it looks like that in the brain. And you got these tangled strings of tau and clumps of beta amyloid inside the neurons. So then the neurons can't communicate with each other. But when somebody would die and they're like, okay, you know, can you, you know, find out what killed my, you know, grandma with Alzheimer's or my grandfather with Alzheimer's? When they autopsy the brain, there's no such signs of accumulations. So more than a decade later, the culprit came in the form of that protein TDP-43. And they say away from its usual spot in the nucleus and burdened with phosphorus, the pathological form of the protein appeared to cause a whole lot of trouble in specific areas of the brain associated with memory and emotion, almost like a toxin in a way. And they say it wasn't rare. Autopsies suggest anywhere from 20 to 50% of all people over the age of 80 might accumulate enough of this errant TDP-43 protein to be cognitively affected. So these TDP-43s, by burdened with phosphorus, I guess, you know, phosphorus jump on it and hitch a ride, or, I don't know, you know, envelop it. And that kind of inflames the brain tissue, or brain tissue can't work that well with that. And so they think maybe all these people diagnosed with Alzheimer's actually have this. Now, what could be so cool is if we know it's a protein, maybe we'll be able to test for it. They say telling the two apart without performing an autopsy is no easy feat. Especially you need to kind of agree on criteria. Are we going to do lumbar taps? Are we going to come up with a blood test? You know, we can't be doing brain biopsies. We right now can only officially diagnose Alzheimer's by suggestive symptoms, maybe an MRI, but we can't know definitively without a biopsy. And nobody's going to want a brain biopsy, and I don't blame them until they die. Now, this could explain, this is one of those no-duh moments. This could explain why these Alzheimer's trials, Alzheimer drug trials, haven't been doing so well. Right? If we have other factors in play, other variables, we might not see success with certain drugs. So this TDP-43, they think, could be an Alzheimer's mimic. So now a group of researchers or a group of experts have said, okay, we got to, you know, get working on this. Now, for you or I, what do we do in the meantime? I don't know. I mean, you know, trying to avoid dementia is tough. I mean, you want as good a flow to the brain as possible, and you want to give your brain a fighting chance. So you want to make sure your brain has ample vitamins, good food, not having to deal with excess sugar, excess cholesterol, high pressure. You know, if you have high pressure, what do you think that does to the cells of the brain? So you want to make everything copacetic. You want good blood pressure. You want sugar levels normal. You want cholesterol levels normal. You want good exercise. You also want to use it. You don't use it, you lose it. I really believe in that. So you want to exercise your brain by, you know, studying and working and thinking, making those neurons fire. You know how, you know, you guys remember summer break, you know, we'd all get kind of dumb? And then trying to kind of reignite that first week of school with some calculus. They're like, what's that? Huh? What? So keep your mind active. Now, I mean, will that prevent dementia? I don't know. I mean, we've had studies that people who are bilingual appear to have less dementia than others. But you can't. We still don't have the science behind that. 1-877-DR-DOLLY. Don't go away.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe.
If you're looking to try to trim back the cloth on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs that can cause Lyme disease and Rocky Mountain spotted fever. Mice searching for sources of food can spread bacteria and disease. Mosquitoes breed in standing water and can transmit illnesses like West Nile virus and Zika virus. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home and can leave behind allergens that trigger asthma attacks. Stinging insects attack in defense of their nests and send more than 500,000 people to the emergency room every year. Household pests are a threat to our health. Learn what you can do to protect your family at pestworld.org.
Dr. Dolly Show, thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So how many of you guys have taken Ambien for sleep? I have. I'm a fan. I think Ambien is probably one of the most effective sleeping aids out there. I love the fact that it doesn't make you groggy the next day. I try to take it as rarely as possible. Rarely as possible. My very first prescription I got was when I had just had a baby. And my second baby, Brock. And so that was about 2002 to go into 2003. And I was still breastfeeding. And I had some trouble sleeping. And I was still in the hospital. And so they gave me a little Ambien to sleep. And it worked. I was like, whoa. And we even tried it as residents. Remember I told you we took a little bit of powder from it because I was so afraid to take a sleeping pill and I wanted to see how powerful it was, and just a couple flecks of that made me fall asleep. So it's very, very potent at low doses. But unfortunately, it could be very, very addictive. And federal health regulators have announced Tuesday that they actually want manufacturers of sleeping pills, such as Ambien and other related drugs, to have more strongly worded warnings in boxes and labels and patient guides. Now, they say the drug side effects could include risky behavior, sleepwalking, sleep driving, which could lead to injury and death, which we've known about for years. People would, you know, unfortunately, because it doesn't make them groggy, they'll wake up, but sometimes they'll not be fully awake, so they think they're awake and they'll do activities as if they're awake and they're not. We heard of a case of a woman in the middle of the night getting her kids dressed for school, taking them into the car, and then driving and hitting a tree. Now, everybody survived, but what? You know, and she was on Ambien? So I'd like to find more about that case. I really would like to know more about that case, so I got to find it. But the FDA has singled out Ambien and two other sleep aids, Lunesta and Sonata, as well as three formulations of Zolpidem, which is the generic for Ambien. And they say the boxed warnings, the most prominent form of warning that the agency could do, a boxed warning, so it stands out, has to list the side effects of sleepwalking, sleep driving, in which people using the drugs take risks without being fully awake. They say the reactions are rare, but they could lead to injuries or death, and it advised doctors not to prescribe the drugs to people who have had such effects in the past. They say patients stop taking your insomnia medicine, contact your healthcare professional right away if you experience a complex sleep behavior where you engage in activities or you are not fully awake, or if you do not remember activities you've done while taking the medicine. Now, we were talking about the lawsuits against the opioids. Well, you wonder if, on that same note, we're going to start seeing lawsuits against the pharmaceutical companies that make sleep aids. They say prescriptions for sleeping pills grew to more than 20 million in 2010, from 5.3 million in 1999. They say one in eight people with sleeping difficulty report using the drugs. Among people of retirement age, more than a third report taking it. Now, the FDA warned about the side effects in 2007 because, you know, doctors were reporting they saw these happen. And so some people are like, why are we finally seeing this now? They call them the Z drugs. But my concern is that those are risky. The sleepwalking's risky, and yeah, that has to be on the black box warning. But what I'm seeing is people are popping these things like candy also. There are people that have to go to bed with their Ambien. They won't even try going to sleep on their own without their Ambien. And then if the 5 milligrams doesn't work, they need the 10. Some people are doubling up on it, and that's not the recommended dose. Or they're adding the Ambien to their Xanax. No one's talking about this. Benzodiazepines. Those are sedatives, like Valium and Clonopin and Xanax. People are taking those. And they're taking Ambien. And they're drinking alcohol to sleep. So are we going to start seeing lawsuits there? No, right now, people are just suing the pharmaceutical companies for the opioid crisis, which, again, I'm a little nervous about, because as you could see, anybody can now sue for anything. But, you know, we have a sleeping pill epidemic. I've been saying that for years. Media hasn't caught on. But when they do, is somebody going to say, well, the companies didn't say they were addictive, so it was illegal marketing, illegals. I mean, are they going to do the same thing? Now, a lot of you guys are out there going, well, I hope not, because I use sleeping pills, or I use this medicine or that medicine, and, you know. But the reality of it is if the lawsuits win against the opioid companies, saying they're to blame for the opioid crisis, for somebody shooting up with heroin and dying, if the opioid companies are at the root of this, the pharmaceutical companies, then they're also going to be to blame for the sleeping pill issues, and then the antidepressants or anti-anxiety medications. So where does it stop? When do humans take some responsibility? I mean, we're not stupid. We know that if you drink alcohol, you'll get drunk. You'll become inebriated. If you take a sleeping pill, you'll get sleepy. And you can become dependent on them. I think we've talked about dependency enough in this country. Same thing with narcotics. Right, this should be well known. Doctors are telling people. Maybe the pharmaceutical companies need a little black box warning, which I believe they have. But I'm really, really nervous about this idea of let's sue the pharmaceutical companies, because I don't think the average pharmaceutical company is going to want to make one more fancy schmancy drug. They're going to make something, but it's not going to be, you know, not going to be something that a lot of people want. So the FDA make this determination to now do this black box warning, and that's kind of like, you know, that's kind of where they, you know, really put their fist down. Looked at 66 cases over the past 26 years that led to serious injuries. The incidents were described in case reports and medical literature and the database where doctors and patients and other people could report. And we found accidental overdoses, falls, burns, near drowning, exposure to extreme cold temperatures leading to loss or limb, meaning somebody on their Ambien must have gone outside in the snow, carbon monoxide poisoning, drowning, hypothermia, MVAs with the patient driving, so motor vehicle accidents, self-injuries from gunshot wounds, even suicide attempts. And the agency reported that patients usually don't even remember these events. Now, they say in recent years, the agency has warned multiple times of next-day fogginess, comparative impairment, after these Ambien and other sleeping pills, but it's not required a black box warning. So, you know, this box warning that they're going to do, yeah, I think that's fine. But when are we going to talk about, you know, our dependency on pills? There's a lot of people out there, and again, I'm not judging, I get it. But you wake up and you need something to wake yourself up. Maybe you take a stimulant, maybe you take an Adderall or something like that. Then you get a little nervous at your lunch meeting, and so you'll take some Xanax. Maybe you take a diet pill because you, you know, want to kind of keep your weight down. So now you're on another form of stimulant. Then in the afternoon, you're kind of anxious and you're, you know, you're not really, you know, getting through your day really well, so you take another Xanax. Maybe you're having some pain, so you take a little pain pill. Now you're at home at night, you know, you're starting to ache a little bit, you take another pain pill. Maybe you take another little Xanax to wind down. And now it's bedtime and you take an Ambien. All this while enjoying a glass of wine. This soup of medication that we take, something's got to give. 1-877-DOCTOR-DOLLY, don't go away.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.